Now you see, Anne, it's more like the early 50s when I look at the dates of the autographs. There are lots of it. Here, it looks like a sports team. Yes, that's it. Here it says Hockey Club Villars. We had a great hockey team here, did you know that? And here, this energetic signature, and this little word in English. You can read congratulations, can't you? Ah, and this time, me, the movie fan, I guessed right, and I love it. These are extraordinary memories. It's about Ingrid. I dare to call her like that, because I used to see her very often, when they lived in the palace with her husband, the famous film director Lars Schmidt. This was just before they had their chalet built on the route to Écovay here in Villars.
Unbelievable! Back then, there were already famous actresses coming to the resort. But how did this happen?
It was Jean Anouilh, the French writer. He was in love with Villars, and he brought them here. And then, funny enough, it was Lars Schmidt who showed Michael Lieb the resort. Michael Lieb, the French comedian I told you about. That's how it happened, you see. Ingrid discovered her passion for hockey here. She even became the patron of the H.C. Villars. In the early 50s, you could see her on the ice skating rink handing out the cup to the winners of the games, a cup that was named after her, and, by the way, was offered by the RKO Studios.
She was so beautiful. She loved gala outfits, but then also the mountains. I'm beginning to understand why all these celebrities loved Villars. They were in the mountains, yes, but to enjoy nature and the landscape, and not to be seen, right?